This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The federal infrastructure bill sets aside more than $8 billion for water projects in the West. Colorado will benefit from some of that money, which will fund upgrades to aging infrastructure, environmental programs, and rural water projects. Zane Kessler with the Colorado River District says the federal money comes at a critical moment for the Colorado River.
Adapting to a hotter, drier future with less water means that we're going to need to update our infrastructure. We're going to need water infrastructure that works properly and efficiently and helps us do more with a dwindling resource.
Congress passed the $1.2 trillion infrastructure package last Friday. The water district that serves much of Mesa County has stopped pumping water from the Colorado River. The Ute Water Conservancy District says drought forced it to pump water from the river starting in July, something it had never done before. With the change also came a new fee, a 2% price hike to offset the cost of treating the river water. That fee is ending now, too. The district typically gets its water from runoff from the nearby Grand Mesa. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse joined international climate talks in Scotland this morning, and the Boulder Democrat promised the House would pass the Build Back Better Act, which includes more than $500 billion to reduce emissions.
It is not a matter of if, but when we pass the Build Back Better Act. And as we fly back to the United States later this week, it will be with the intent to finish the job next week.
Congress passed the smaller bipartisan infrastructure package last week. Some progressives wanted to keep those bills tied together, but Neguse helped seal an agreement to break the stalemate. You're listening to CPR News in KRCC. Colorado Springs is at 60 degrees with some clouds, and that is the high for today, 60 degrees. As for the low tonight, things are going to go down to 38 degrees, mostly cloudy.